right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. At the Stivics, Gloria and Edith fold laundry.
Did I use this many diapers when I was a baby?
Oh, more. I couldn't keep up with you. In my sleep, I used to dream I was washing diapers. And in your sleep, you kept wetting them.
Honey, I got something to tell you. Wait. First, let me kiss you, then I'll tell you. You have just been kissed by a guy who's getting a big promotion, a more important fellowship. I'm on my way, honey, and this is the way I'm going to kiss you when I'm a professor. And this is the way you're going to get kissed when I'm a dean.
Oh. I think the dean is the best kisser.
Tell me what happened.
Oh, well, it's not definite yet, but remember when Dean Winslow gave me the highest recommendation in Minnesota?
Well, yeah, but that was months ago. You mean it came through?
Minnesota?
Yeah, Ma. As soon as we hear from Dean Winslow, we're going to pack up all our furniture, hop on a plane, and off we go.
To Minnesota?
Yeah.
Well, ain't that the place where Mary Tyler Moore keeps losing her hat?
Ma, it's beautiful there.
Well, Rhoda and Phyllis didn't stay there.
Honey, you're gonna love it. Joey's gonna love it. I'm gonna love it. Minnesota's gonna love it. The Vikings, Fran Tarkenton, here we go!
Mike runs into the kitchen.
Minnesota? Oh, my.
What, Ma?
Oh, nothing. How far is Minnesota?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, as far as that.
Aw, Ma, it's not the other end of the world. And I'll call you every week. And I'll write you every day if you want. And I'll take lots of pictures of Joey and send them to you. And when he says his first words, you can hear him on the telephone.
Oh, my. My grandson is already making phone calls and I ain't even seen him crawl.
To see him crawl, Ma, I promise you. Mike and I come visit you as often as we can.
Honey, I figured it out. You know what would be best? If I flew ahead and I found a place to live, you can stay here and take care of Joey.
I think you better figure out how you're gonna break this to Archie.
No problem, Ma. You just pick a good time to tell him.
There ain't never no good time to tell bad news to Archie.
Well, can't you tell him when he comes home?
Oh, no, you can't tell him then because he's hungry.
How about after he eats?
You can't tell him then because he's watching TV.
And after TV?
Well, no, you can't do it then because he's getting ready to go to bed.
Well, Ma, when do you tell Daddy things?
Well, I guess the only time to tell him is when he's asleep, and then he don't remember.
Archie pulls a baby carriage through the front door.
Here we are, back from a little bump in the park. Me and little Joey boy here. Okay there, little guy. Time to leave your grandpa and rejoin your daddy over there. That's a lesson to you. See, all good things come to an end.
Oh, Joey.
Cut it out. Don't be hollering at him, will you? You'll give him a mental sclerosis there.
Edith scoops up baby Joey.
Oh, my, you don't
What a dingbat thing to say. How are you going to see him crawl? He ain't even learned how to slob yet, yeah? The only thing he knows how to do good, he's been doing. So change him. People have been running away from us for the last 3 blocks. I had to keep smiling so they wouldn't think it was me.
I'll change him.
Oh, all changing. Oh, Joey, did you go poo-poo in the park?
Edith takes him upstairs.
Come on, little girl, give me the carriage, yeah? I'll chase the foot! I got through half the traffic in New York, and I gotta get home and get run over my daughter's living room.
Well, did you and Joey have a nice walk in the park?
Oh, well, being with Joey was nice, but that park makes me sick. It's a disgrace what's going on there. Young couples wrestling in the grass. Doing things in public that I don't even dare dream about in private.
You know, you're right, Arch. New York is no place to raise a kid.
It's awful.
Kid needs to grow up in a place that has fresh air and wide open spaces.
Oh, you shut it.
Place like,
Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, that's a terrific place.
You like it there, huh?
Yeah.
We're moving there.
Archie knits his brow.
You what?
Daddy, Michael's up for a better job in Minnesota.
Yeah, it means more prestige and a lot more money.
Hold on, wait a minute. What the hell is this? Michael's out for a little walk with his grandson. And he comes home and finds that all his loved ones and you.
Gloria pats Mike's shoulder.
And all of a sudden, moving down south to Minnesota.
Arch, think of Joey. Think of how much better it'll be for him away from New York.
What the hell's the matter with New York? It's God's country. If it wasn't, he wouldn't have put me here.
What about all the dirt and the filth? And what about all those things that the couples are doing in the grass?
They do the same things in Minnesota. Nobody sees them at it out there because the grass is high.
Daddy, it's not your decision to make.
Now, wait a minute. Listen, little girl. Well, first of all, get away from him. I want to talk to you. Get over here. Get over there. Come on.
They step aside.
Now, listen, what do you want to do? Do you want to break your darling, sweet mother's heart?
Arch!
Shut up! Break the family up this way?
Come on,
you're
Arch.
The one that's breaking the family up. Why are you taking Gloria and Joey away from us?
Because a wife's place is with her husband, and the kid's place is with his parents.
The kid's place is with the parents, is right. That's why Gloria's going to stay with her parents, us.
Dad.
Don't grab her.
That's my daughter.
I'm not happy about having to move.
No, I believe it. It's his fault.
But if that's where Michael's future is, that's where I belong.
Hey, you got nothing to say about this?
Well,
Too long. Always about the future. The future's what's wrong with the world today. There's too much future. There ain't enough past. People rooting themselves up, moving from one city to another. What is that? Kids being raised by strangers. The mothers are out working. The kids never know the aunts, the uncles, the grandpas. Nothing like that. Stay out of this. That's the trouble. They never get to know old people. And you know why? Of course, they don't see them till they start mugging them.
Arch, I know how you feel.
You know how I feel? Let me tell you something, wise guy. Get away from here.
Gloria goes.
One of these days, my little grandson's going to come walking up to you with tears streaming out of his little eyes, and he's going to say to you, Meathead. How is it that I never had the advantage of wise learning at my grandpa's knees? And you're going to have to tell him the truth, buddy. He was kidnapped.
You're not going to make me feel guilty.
You're a kidnapper.
I don't feel guilty.
You're a kidnapper. Don't stay here, Edith.
Archie leaves.
You ain't doing nothing wrong. You're Joey's father, and you got a right to kidnap your own son. You see, Archie and me got to get used to the idea that we won't be seeing you no more. And we won't be watching little Joey grow up.
She scurries to the door.
Now, don't you feel guilty?
She leaves. Later, in a corridor, Mike is approached by a black man with a briefcase.
Oh, hey, John. Can I see you tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, how about lunch today?
Sure. Say, I heard you were up for that job in Minnesota. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'm up for that same job.
Really? See, I didn't know that. Well, congratulations to you, too.
I hate competing with a friend. I wish it was somebody else.
Yeah, me too. But whatever happens, we'll still have lunch today, huh?
Right.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to have some pretty stiff competition. I mean, you're qualified and personable and bright and...
And black?
Yeah, well, that too.
And you're thinking that they may pick me over you because of my color?
Well, John, you know as well as I do that... According to the law, any university applying for a federal grant has to hire minorities. So in this situation, your color isn't exactly going to hurt you.
Ain't that a switch?
Grinning, John pats Mike on the shoulder and leaves.
One more and we're through.
Mike helps Gloria stretch her back.
Hey.
Archie comes in, catching them in a semi-erotic position.
Suppose I was the paper boy over here. Come over here, because I want to read you something right out of the almanac here. I've been looking up Minnesota, and I found out a few things in here. Now, this is a hellhole you're taking my face. You know what they call Minnesota? They call it the Gopher State. You know why? It's a trillion gophers out there. They all live in holes. They call them gophers holes. So little Joey, taking his first few steps, he breaks his legs in gophers holes. You want that?
Gloria, we got to get a chain for that door.
Yeah, wait a minute. Here's some more about Minnesota. In the first place, you was wrong. It ain't down south at all. Minnesota is up north. You know that the snow is belly high to a big Indian up there? You know it's 40 degrees below zero up there sometimes. Little Joey could freeze off his fingers and his toes, not to mention nothing more important.
Before you get yourself all worked up, we may not even be going to Minnesota. There's somebody else up for the job, and he happens to be black.
Oh, well, and you're off to Minnesota. A black guy ain't going nowheres.
Archie, these days, colleges are hiring blacks over whites.
Archie considers and takes a step back.
Well, it is high time.
I don't believe it.
Well, you better believe it. You better believe it. You shouldn't go out there and take a job away from that guy. Oh, it turns out that you're the guy against the colored. I never was. I want to go on record as saying something right here and now. It was up to me. I send every colored guy in New York to Minnesota.
That I believe.
You know something?
Hello.
I am shocked with you.
Hey.
I am shocked
with you.
Will
you get out of here?
Your husband over there, I'm shocked with this guy because he happens to be a bigot.
He's what? A bigot.
A bigot, what? Yes. And that's the same guy that used to be marching in all the peace riots here. That's right. That bigot over there won't give an even break to his spade.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Honey, that was Dean Winslow's secretary. He wants to see me in his office first thing Monday morning. I think I got it. I think I beat John Caston out of that job.
Listen to this. I can't believe my ears. A white guy standing there bloating over taking a job from a colored guy. That ain't the American way, buddy. No, sorry. Listen here, professor. You're the one that needs an American history lesson. You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harbor with her torch on high. Screaming out to all the nations of the world, send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy. And all the nations sent them in here. They come swarming in like ants. Your Spanish PRs from the Caribbean there. Your Japs, your Chinamen, your Crouch and your Heaves, and your leading spares. Come in here, and they're all free to live in their own separate sections. Where they feel safe, and they'd bust your head if you go in there. That's what makes America great, buddy.
Archie heads to the door.
I think we just heard Archie Bunker's bicentennial minute.
Later, John enters Dean Winslow's office and finds Mike.
John.
Hey. I didn't expect to see you here, Mike.
I didn't expect to see you either. I thought when they called me in here, I had the job.
And so did I. Last night I took my wife out to celebrate. Sure hope I didn't blow 26 bucks on your good luck.
I didn't spend a dime on yours. We stayed home. It's not that funny. It's just...
I'm just as nervous as you are. Maybe more. I mean, you've been teaching longer than I have, and that's going to weigh in your favor.
All right, John, don't count yourself out. You know you got a big advantage.
But we've always had an advantage. They're like when they needed slaves. They picked a black man every time.
John, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure. Reverse discrimination.
All right, so be honest. If you got this job and you knew that the main reason was because you were black, how would you feel?
Beautiful. Did any white man ever turn down a job knowing that the main reason he got it was because he was white?
Mike considers.
Well, let me answer that by saying, can't think of an answer.
An older man walks in.
Good morning. Morning, John, Michael. Yeah, it's good to see you both smiling. Sit. Now, look, I put in a call to Minnesota to get their decision, and I wanted you both here not so much to congratulate the winner as to console the loser, because I'm fond of you both, and frankly, I'm glad that I don't have to make this decision.
So we're waiting for a phone caller.
Yeah. Last time I felt like this, my wife was going to have a baby. Except that was a breeze. She did all the suffering.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Harriet. This is it.
Dean Winslow smokes a cigar.
Hello.
As he holds the receiver.
Hello, Howard.
It's Howard.
Huh? Oh, weather's fine here. How is it in Minnesota?
It's Howard in Minnesota.
Now, look, Howard, I've got two very, very nervous instructors here. What's your decision? All right, Howard. He's a good man. He's going to be a fine addition to your staff.
He didn't say a credit to his race, so it must be you.
Well, yes, I know. I'm losing a good instructor, but what can you do? I like to see talent move up. All right, Howard. Take care.
Winslow walks around his desk.
Michael,
yeah.
I'm delighted you're still going to be with us.
That's terrible.
Congratulations. We're sorry to lose you.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you very much.
Hey, John. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. Well, you'll excuse me. I have to break the news to my wife. Thanks again, Dean, and take it easy, Mike.
John leaves.
Well, I guess I better be going, too. I got a 9 o'clock class. Suicide prevention.
Wait a minute, Michael, wait a minute. I said I was here to console the loser.
That's all right, Dean. I don't need any consolation. I understand why John got the job. I mean, that's the way things are today.
Michael, look, when you can't decide between two men, it is important that the minority candidate gets the job. Now, we know that justice should be perfectly balanced, right? But that hasn't always been the case, because every time you favor one group, an injustice is done to another. Now, how would you say the scales have been balanced for the blacks?
Well, lousy, but they shouldn't be balanced against anybody.
That's true. But now they may have to be for a while because they've been tipped in our favor for so long. Now, just possibly, may have to rock both ways until we arrive at equal opportunity for everyone.
Yeah, well, thanks for the recommendation.
Michael, wait a minute. You know, you've taken this very well. I've got something here that's going to make you feel a little better.
A garbage can.
No,
kick it.
No, I can't.
Come on, kick it.
Dean, really, I'm fine. I was a little upset before, but I think I'm over it now.
Mike leaves, slamming the door so hard the glass breaks. Standing over the jagged shards, Winslow and Mike share a look. Mike forces a smile. Later, back at his house.
We better hurry up. I made the reservation for 7:30.
Ma, Joey's next feeding is at 8 o'clock. And Daddy, don't pick him up every time he moves.
Oh, come on, little girl. Don't tell me nothing about babies, will you? I was a father long before you was born.
Don't worry about nothing. Just have a good time with the Castons. I think it's so nice of you, Mike, to ask him out to dinner, especially since he got the job. That shows you're a good loser. Ain't he, Archie?
Oh, yeah, he's a born loser. Well, I gotta say this, Rump. He's a pretty good sport there. You're really gonna take the color guy and his wife out for dinner, huh?
Sure, why not? He's still a friend.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not the only sport around here. You know what I was gonna do if you really went to Minnesota? I was gonna pay the plane fare for all three.
You'd do that for me?
Yeah, why not? You're the father of my grandchild, ain't you? You're the husband of my daughter there, ain't you?
I mean, like one of the family.
No, no, but you're close.
Thanks a lot. See you later.
Have a good time.
So long. We'll be home
not
early, Mel.
Oh, you stay out as late as you want to. Archie.
Edith kisses Archie.
Oh, that was so sweet of you offering to pay their plane fare.
Yeah, that was kind of sweet, man.
Oh, my. Did you really mean that?
Certainly not. But when being generous don't cost you nothing, well, what the hell, you might as well go all the way. Huh?
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Milt Josephsberg and Ben Starr. Story editors Larry Ryan and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultants Mel Tolkien and Ben Starr. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producers Norman Lear and Woody Kling. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Lee Bergere, Dean Winslow. David Downing, John Caston. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976 Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.